You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
If you're happy with the Lions draft so far, Nick Fairley, Titus Young, and Michael LeSure, let me put it to you this way. The Detroit Lions could right now be sitting with Nick Fairley, Daquan Bowers, and Brandon Harris without breaking a sweat. Just saying. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. We're going to talk plenty of Michigan State football. Spring game today, 1:30 at Spartan Stadium. We'll talk with Joe Rexroad at 10:30 from the Lansing State Journal about everything to do with that spring game. Also going to talk Tigers, Red Wings. Going to talk about Jim Tressel. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to stick with the draft here as we're talking about it. And Scott, I want to go back to the Lions here, and around 8:30 we'll talk about the draft more completely, but I look at these picks, and like I said, I'm not evaluating this from a talent standpoint. Titus Young may be just as good as advertised. Michael LeSure may be just as good as advertised, and the Lions might have one of the most proficient offenses in the entire NFL. But if you can't cover people, and you can't stop people, doesn't really matter how good your offense is. Ask the Houston Texans.
And speaking of the Texans, and we'll talk at 8:30, but they did what the Lions could have, what
should have done.
Yeah, getting a starter at every level of your defense.
Correct.
But look at it this way. Let's be serious. We have the Lions, not we, they have two picks left. One in the fifth round, one in the seventh round. Do you really think they're going to find their next starter for 4 years at linebacker or corner with either of those picks?
No, they're going to be stuck with the same situation at corner and linebacker as they were this year.
They'll bring in another kid from a school, a kid you've never heard of, from a small school who tested well, who ran a 4.3 40, and that's going to be it for your corner, and he's going to compete.
Because here's the thing. The Lions are still paying for picks like Jordan Dyson and things of that nature. They're still paying for it. Why do you want to pay for things in the future because of picks we made this year? Even if only one of the two end up panning out, that to me is a failure. Because that to me says that we traded up and we used three picks on one guy that's starting and another guy who's contributing, rather than three guys that would have been starting and playing very, very well for this team.
Well, not only that, but look to what they did last year, too, trading up to get Javid Best. So they've now 2 years in a row given away how many picks to go get
and
these two running backs.
The thing is, I'm not upset with trading up. I'm really not. Unless you're the Atlanta Falcons, I'm not upset with trading up. I think it's okay to do, but you better have a good player you're going after. And to me, trading up to get Michael LeSure, who might have fallen to them four picks down anyway, I don't see any reason why you have to go do that.
The other thing that is tough in reading everything, we don't know what the free agency will do. You have to hope as a Lions fan, or for even their front office, that they can now entice like a Nnamdi Asamoah to come in and play. And let's be serious, the defensive line, when you can throw that out there and say, yeah, you want to play behind that front four, most guys would say yes, they would like to be a part of that defense. So that does help, but you have no clue if you can sign a guy in free agency, whereas the draft, you know that you're getting that player. Granted, you don't know what he can do necessarily, hasn't proven anything,
yep,
but you know he's yours.
Yeah, I think they missed an opportunity here. I really do. I think the Lions, if they take the combination of either Amukamara or Fairley in the first round, and then they go out and they get two more defensive players in the second round, whether that be Raheem Moore, I'm totally fine with the trade-up. I think they should have done that anyway, because if you can get two talented defenders that can start right now, I'm fine with that. And if they had gotten Raheem Moore and Brandon Harris, or Daquan Bauer and Brandon Harris, whatever that combination is, they are a better team than they are by getting LeSure and Titus. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. And I would like to hear somebody argue that, because this team's problem was defense last year. It was not scoring points. They scored points no matter who their quarterback was. And yes, I agree. And I even said it last week. I would have liked to have seen them trade down and go get Mark Ingram because they could use an extra running back. But I am not okay with using a second round pick on a running back that may or may not work. The only running back I was willing to do that for was Ingram because I know what I'm getting out of Ingram.
And I'm also under the thought that I like DeMarco Murray from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He was available in the third round.
Correct.
But one thing with the Lions, they are going to be fun to watch. They did definitely make, and you had it right, with the marketing capabilities, and now they've got the Monday night game.
Yep.
And you can guarantee the Monday night promos are going to be Sue and Fairly.
Exactly.
That is what it's going to be.
I'm not bashing the whole job. I am on board with this Fairly pick. I am.
Well,
I wasn't
not just
at
that,
first.
But that offense is going to be better.
You can't argue
against it. It's tough when you're trying to read our thoughts into it because we're knocking the picks, but their offense is going to be good. We're not arguing that. It wasn't that bad, though. That's the biggest thing.
I'm knocking the picks because I think it's a missed opportunity to become a better team. I'm not knocking the picks because I think Titus Young isn't a good player. I'm knocking the picks because I think the Lions missed a huge opportunity to get a very talented defensive end and a very talented either safety or cornerback to help that defense cover people and sack people. And that's the bottom line of why this is. But with all that being said, the offense could be better. Now, here's why I'm saying it may not be better. They didn't address the offensive line at all. And if you can't protect Matthew Stafford and he gets knocked out in the second game of the season again, is Hill capable of running the offense the way it should be for an entire year? Is he? Is Hill capable of finding Titus Young and getting the ball? Is Michael LeShore as talented if Stafford isn't there to be a threat as throwing the ball? I'm not sure that that's the case.
Maybe these picks were put in place as a no-fail offense, like offense for dummies of here are your players, here's what to do. They will make it as easy for you as possible.
And I know people are calling Titus Young a poor man's DeSean Jackson. I'm not a big fan of comparisons as far as that's concerned because, a poor man's DeSean Jackson could mean anything. Antonio Brown from Central Michigan could have been a poor man's DeSean Jackson. So what exactly does that mean? I'm not really sure. What I do know is Titus Young is fast, he's elusive, and he's very talented. So I'm not saying it's a terrible pick. All I'm saying is the Detroit Lions missed an opportunity to be a very good all-around team next year, not just a good offense who has to outscore their opponents. Okay, coming up next, we'll look at the draft more in depth from a wider perspective. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.